Hi, and welcome to Know the News. This is our Friday podcast intended to make you so curious about the Sunday stories in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette that you leap up out of bed on Sunday morning to read them. I'm Becca Martin Brown, the arts and entertainment editor for both newspapers, and I'm your host this week, joined by a special guest, our summer intern, Maggie Green, who is just wrapping up her big project on the Tonty Town landfill. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Becca. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with you. How did you wind up interested in journalism? How did you wind up at the U of A, and how did you wind up with us this summer?
So I've always loved storytelling, and I've done photography since middle school. Always had a passion for learning, especially about science, but I never really liked the data gathering and lab report aspect of science. But I really loved learning and sharing that knowledge with other people. So I was trying to figure out how to combine all of those interests in high school. I think it was my junior year. I just landed on journalism and haven't really looked back. And I think I've wanted to go to the U of A since eighth grade because in-state tuition, I was like, hey, I'll get a full ride. It'll be great. So I gave up traveling a little bit to go to U of A. And then my professor, Gina Shelton at the U of A, recommended that I apply for the summer internship. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know. It seems like a big deal. And then I talked to my professor, Brett Schulte, and he was like, I actually recommended you for the position. I was like, wow, I have two professors encouraging me. So I was like, I'll take a shot. I'll do it. And I applied, got it, and I'm here, and it's awesome.
So you've told me in the past that you were a little intimidated by joining the newspaper staff. Has it been as scary as you thought it would be?
Definitely not. Honestly, the office is pretty empty most days, except for me and Stacy and Lisa, maybe Dave and Doug. But everybody's been really welcoming. I've always felt more than welcome to ask questions, and it's just been a really great learning experience in general.
And so, why the landfill for your big project? Okay, I should say that the intern writes all summer on various things, but also has one big project, and Maggie's big project has been the Tonty Town landfill. How did that come to be? Did you have an interest in landfills?
So I really want to be an environmental journalist going forward. And I think it was my first or second week on the job, and Lisa, our editor, was telling me about this big conflict between the residents of Tonty Town and the Eco Vista landfill, and then told me it was the only major licensed public landfill in the region and how it was running out of space, but that the residents didn't want it anymore because...
landfills are stinky and icky.
That's how it was conveyed to me at first, was just, oh, it's stinky, it's gross, we don't like having a landfill near us. But then Doug invited me to go to a public hearing with the Arkansas Division of Environmental Quality in Tonty Town. So basically an opportunity for the residents of Tonty Town to voice their grievances. And that's when I found out, oh, it's much more than just the landfill's stinky, we don't like having a landfill next to us. I learned about karst geology and how it's unsuitable for landfills, and some concerns about waterways and these pollutants in the water that were found and nothing really being done about it. And then also found out that the Arkansas Division of Environmental Quality has refused to do air quality tests in the greater Tonty Town area, which I found really intriguing and something that needed to be addressed, especially from an environmental perspective. But then on the flip side of that, there's the regional economic aspect of what are we going to do with our waste? If this is the only major landfill in the region, what are we going to do? Because it's going to cost so much more to send it somewhere else, because I think the closest landfill is at least an hour away, maybe two. And that's a lot of gas. That's a lot of time. We have to have people to drive that, and those people have to get paid.
So you learned a lot.
Yes. I knew nothing about landfills going into this. And most of my time was spent learning landfill jargon, learning city council jargon, zoning jargon, environmental survey jargon, just combing through reports, groundwater reports, air quality reports, landfill inspections, and trying to figure out what it all meant so that I could convey this in the most simple terms possible to the people.
So did it reinforce your desire to do environmental reporting?
Absolutely, because I feel like environmental issues are not given as much attention. We don't like to think about it. It's kind of depressing. And it's hard to get the information on problems going on in the environment, water quality, because those tests are expensive and nobody really wants to talk about pollution, but it's something that needs to be addressed because it's affecting the people in these areas. In the city of Tawnytown, the residents were very upset that these waterways that their children play in could be polluted, that their air quality could be polluted, and they have grandparents that live there that can't open their windows or go outside, which is a major concern. So I definitely think that environmental reporting is a way to turn our gaze toward some issues that smaller communities are having that normally wouldn't be talked about because there's no money in fighting pollution, really. The benefit is a cleaner environment, better health, but usually that's not what companies are looking to do. You can't monetize cleaning up pollution. It's definitely an expensive undertaking. So
what happens to you next? The story publishes this Sunday. When are you finished with us and what happens next?
So my last day is August 11th. In the meantime, I'm writing about Mount Hebron Park and Rogers. They're having a grand opening and a ribbon cutting, and also about Sutton Elementary School in Fort Smith. They're the only school in the region that received an F grade on their 2021-2022 report card, which puts them in the first round of vouchers under the new LEARNS Act. So we're kind of looking at how that's going to affect them since it's the first area that we really get to see this new legislation play out.
And then what happens for you? Back to school, one more year.
Back to school, but this time in Florence, Italy. I'll be studying.
I beg your pardon?
Florence, Italy for the whole semester. Very exciting. I'll be going there to learn Italian, learn about travel writing and photography. So I'm very excited. And then I'll come back in the spring and graduate. So
I liked you right up until then. I had no idea that that was next on your agenda. Congratulations.
Sorry to just drop a bomb on you right there.
That's all right. I'll just go home and wish I was your age again. Thank you for
taking Italy.
Yeah, I can still go to Italy. It's not first on my list. I want to go to the place where they keep the giant heads, Easter Island.
Oh, yes. Yes. I also want to go to Easter Island. A friend of mine is exploring South America, and she just did like a little excursion over there and was posting pictures. I was super jealous.
You're going to have to put lots of pictures up from your trip.
I will.
Thank you for talking to us. Thank you for all your work this summer. And in theater, we say break a leg, but that seems like a bad choice. So best of luck as you go back to school this fall.
Thank you so much. And thank you for all of your guidance throughout this amazing internship. I really appreciate it.
Of course, we have a lot more stories coming this weekend, and I want to give you a sneak peek at some of them. An Iowa company hopes to build a duplex in Rogers using 3D printing technology. The company wants to get into Northwest Arkansas's hot housing market and is willing to do a project to demonstrate their system, hoping that developers notice. Doug Thompson has that story. The city of Rogers is excited to announce a ribbon cutting and grand opening event for Mount Hebron Park. This new park in Rogers' southwest corner has become a community center for sports, leisure, and recreation for both residents and visitors. Maggie Green has that story. And the Northwest Arkansas Salvation Army has been transporting people every day between the overnight shelters in Fayetteville and Bentonville since June, while they try to finish the expansion of the Fayetteville shelter. They've been partnering with other organizations to keep people fed and sheltered, and Stacy Ryburn will tell you all about that. In the River Valley, the Logan County Jail and the Fort Smith-based Guidance Center announced they'll start a recovery program in the jail to help reduce recidivism rates, reduce crime in the community, and reduce opioid use. The program was made possible with money from Arkansas Opioid Recovery Partnership. Thomas Ascenti will tell you about the impact that's expected to have on inmates. In sports, sports editor Graham Thomas says, hurriedly, look ahead for special high school football preview sections August 13th and August 20th. Until then, he's busy. In arts and entertainment, the Walton Arts Center is preparing for single ticket sales for the 23-24 season, and they're promising something for everyone from Broadway to music to comedy to kids programming. Monica Hooper has that story in What's Up. And in profiles, April Wallace has a story that will inspire you, reduce you to tears, amaze you. It's about a woman named Cassie Riddick, who is Miss Wheelchair Arkansas. She was in a devastating car wreck, and since that has come back from a coma, finished a degree at NWAC, become a paralegal, and is studying at the University of Arkansas to become a disabilities rights attorney. She's competing in Miss Wheelchair America starting August 28th. And of course, don't forget Ben Collins has his Let's Eat column every Friday, where he brings us the latest restaurant news from Northwest Arkansas and the River Valley. To those of you who are already our subscribers, thank you for your support of local journalism. If you're not a subscriber, hey, I hope you'll consider becoming one. We even have a special offer for our podcast listeners. Just visit nwaonline.com/podcast23 to get started. You can also click on the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, or call us at 479-684-5509. Just be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Know the News is a weekly podcast brought to you by the newsrooms of the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and the River Valley Democrat Gazette. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Becca Martin Brown, your podcast host this week. Have a great weekend, read the Sunday paper, and until next Friday, see you soon.